Today, the 25th of March 2022, being a Friday, we have seen our markets being very busy. Apparently, most consumers and buyers and vendors are saying they are preparing for tomorrow's by-elections, where usually there are spot markets where food is supplied to people who will be queuing to vote. So we see our markets responding to some of these big events like holidays, like election days and all that. The vendors, traders and many people procure food in order to supply food to make sure people meet their needs. Starting with potatoes, as usual, charts today, they are 350 to 450. There's been a drop of 50 cents there. Small, 5 to 650 from $7 a pocket, showing that there's also been a drop for 50 cents. With many consumers buying charts and small, these are actually very useful, especially for preparing food. Medium, still at $7 to $8 a pocket. Large, 8.50 to 9.50. There's also been a shift there. Extra large down to $10 from 10.50. So we've seen that potatoes, there's been a slight decrease in prices by 50 cents. Tomatoes, the sandak is now at $6 to $13. It's not really moving much faster, just increased by a dollar. A wooden box, $1 to $3.50. A wooden box, plastic dish, 50 cents, 80 cents to a dollar. We see it's just a bit of shifting there in response to supply. Vegetables, cabbage head still at 50. It's 30 to 50 cents a head. Corvo bundle, $2 to $2.50. Supplies have increased today. Rep bundle, 50 cents to $2. 50 cents being the leftover that were not sold yesterday. As you know, rep quickly gets bad, you know, when it's not sold. It doesn't want double handling again. All our leaf vegetables, corvo and cabbage, they don't want to be double handled or handled several times. They lose value quickly. Sunga, 50 cents to a dollar. Beetroot bundle, 50 cents to a dollar. 10 kg onion pocket is now going for $4 to $8. It remains at $4 to $8, not changing. 60 kg bag, $20 to $25, not changing again. And then English cucumber, each head is going for $50 to $1. Cauliflower and broccoli is $1.50 a kg. Celery, a dollar. Chili pepper, a dollar again. There's not much change there. Lettuce, 50 cents to a dollar. Cherry tomato, a dollar again. Garlic is $3 to $4 a kg. It remains at that price. Ginger, $2.50 to $3 a kg. Broccoli, still $1.50 like cauliflower. Okra bucket is now at $4.50 to $6. There's been just a slight shift of 50 cents there. And then we have mushroom fresh, $1 to $1.50. Red and yellow paper, $1.52. Dried foods on the dry section, matemba, $36 to $38, not changing for the whole week. Madora, $30 to $35, it's not changing as well for the whole week. Sugar beans, $20 to $24, there's much change there again. Soya chunks, $2 to $3 a 5 kg. Then our dried vegetables, Munyemba 16, Munyeve 14, 16, Mutsine 15, 16, dried cove and cabbage 15, 18. These prices are not changing. They haven't been changing for the past months. Looks like they are quite stable. Supplies are stable again. They don't move much faster, but they are still in the market. There are people who patronize these commodities, and they are part of the fixture in the markets, in all our markets. High value crops, sweet potato, $3.55 a 20 liter tin. There's been a slight decrease of 50 cents there on the lower end. 60 kg bag is now going for $25. Is that a 60 kg semi of sweet potato? Now we have many sources, Mboshava and other areas are now supplying sweet potatoes. Actually, sweet potatoes is becoming a commercial crop for many farmers. We have moved away from tobacco and cotton. We see sweet potato filling the gap there. In the Magogoya 20 liter tin, $13 to $16. 60 kg semi is now back to $8.90. It's not really changing. The demand is quite high. It's a niche commodity, but it still is moving very well in the market. Banana semia, $35 to $40 today. It's still remaining firm. Carrots, $25-$40 again a semia. Green pepper is not in the market today. Yesterday it was in at $15. Today is not there at all. English cucumber, $10 to $18 a 20 liter semia. It's quite an increase of $2 there. Fine beans, $10, it's down to $10. Supply is actually high. There's no peas in the market at all. Green millet, a dozen is still $1.50. Sweet reason, Ipka, $3 a very good dozen of 2026. $3 there, you get your own Ipka. And then on the fruit basket, we don't have Masao Matowe. Nyi in the market, 5 liter tin is going for $2.50. That's a dried and preserved nyi. Mauyu, we've also seen nyi coming in, fresh nyi coming in markets like Kwekwe, Mashingo, and others. And then Mauyu, 5 liter tin is still going for $3 to $4. Apple, 10 kg pocket, $22 to $24. Avocado singles, $50 to $80. Zim dollars, or dollar for two for three. Banana crate is going for $7 to $9, not changing. It's really firm there. Grapes box 16 to 22. Orange is 10 kg, pocket $6.50 to $7. It's still up now. It's reading the market at a higher price because supplies are still low, coming from Mazoe mainly. And then we have pears, a box going for $12 to $15. Strawberry panet 1 to 2. Plastic Rusica plastic pack is going for $1. Pawpaw single $1. Plums panet $2. Nectarines a panet $1. And then we have peaches, a crate is going for $12 to $14. Coconut still single is going for $1 to $1.50. Watermelon $1 to $3.50, the largest. Leeches $1. And then we have tsuvu, they are coming in very well now. They are in markets. The test is superior. $2.50, a 5-liter tin. They're actually on song. Pineapples, a box going for $12 to $15. Lemon, a bucket, $3.50 to $4. When talking about tsuvu, young people in many areas, rural areas, this is an opportunity for you to make money. Just have it tsuvu and then you bring to the market. Then you get your own money, which is very showing that we can actually survive on our indigenous fruits. On the field crop section, grains, maize grain is going for $4, still not changing, $4 a bucket. Maize Mumare 23, Nzungumu show that is shelled groundnuts 22, 24, still changing. And then fresh groundnuts, $5 to $8 a bucket. And then unshelled groundnuts, $4 to $5 a bucket. Mumare Nzungu, $7 a bucket. Again, Nyimo shelled 2023, fresh Nyimo $10 to $12. Actually, it's increasing the price by $2, quite on song. Sugar beans $12 to $15. That's soybean, I mean, $12 to $15 a bucket. Wheat $8 to $9. Popcorn $16 a bucket, still firm. Cowpeas $10 to $16 a bucket. Sunflower $12, it's not changing. Rio, the finger millet $20 to $22 a bucket. Munga $10 to $12 a bucket. That's pale millet. Rice shelled $40 and shelled $25. It's still firm there. Mafunde, that's sorghum $12 a bucket. And then on the poultry section, ordinary chickens are going for $4.50 to $6. These are broilers, ordinary broilers. Mothers $8 to $9, quite big ones. Elf layers $3.50 to $4 each. Roadrunner hens $5 to $8 each. Cocks $7 to $9 each. Hunger, those are guinea fowls $8 each. Ducks $8 to $12 each. Turkeys $20 to $30 each. And then we have pigeons $1.50 to $2 each. Rabbits $8 each. Eggs small are going for $3 to $3.50. Medium $4 to $4.50. Large $5. This is what is happening in our markets. Our markets are busy. Friday is actually very busy, with many people shopping for the weekend. This particular Friday is characteristic in that we have elections coming in tomorrow in some areas. That's where people are now going to be buying food for selling, for providing nutrition, whatever is needed. As usual, we keep monitoring our markets. The smart farmers need to know what is happening in the market so that they can compare with what is happening in other commodity markets like sugar, cooking oil and others. It is from selling their commodity food crops that farmers are able to afford other commodities, including inputs. As always, giving you updates on a regular basis. My name is Charles Dewa Imukambo.